1 John chapter 4, verse 9 says, "In this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world that we might live through Him." Amen and amen. 1 John 4, verse 9. Friend, it is so good to see you. Welcome to Sunday worship here on this final day of February. Tomorrow begins a brand new month, the month of March. Friend, I hope you're having a great weekend. Nice warmer temperatures. I am not complaining. It's been a actually really nice week temperature-wise, that's for sure. If you're not too familiar with this radio ministry, Sunday Worship has been on the air for several years now. We do more than just hit play on a CD player. We have songs, devotion, scripture, and encouragement, really to prepare our hearts and minds on Christ. So go ahead, pour yourself another cup of coffee, pull up a chair, and let's fellowship today as we start things off with Keith and Kristen Getty. Oh, it's a good one. Come, people of the risen King, right here on Sunday Worship. That's right, Keith and Kristen Getty. And come, people of the risen King, you're listening to Sunday Worship. And, well, many of us with kids and grandkids know they love to interrupt. They just, when you're talking to somebody at church and you're like, hang on, sweetheart, mommy's talking to somebody right now. You know, the cool thing about God is we can, quote unquote, interrupt him anytime. Of course, with respect, obviously, but we can come to him. He has, dear friend, an open door policy. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne room of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my tomb till I met you. I was breathing but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my tomb till I met you. You called my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day.
Listening to Sunday Worship.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun is shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering, I will bless your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say,
blessed be your name, oh God, blessed be, blessed be your name.
blessed be your name.
I'll tell you what, I love this quote from David Jeremiah. He says, only two things will last for eternity, the souls of people and the Word of God. Investing in both now is the best way to lay up treasures in heaven. Listening to Sunday Worship.
the Creator bless and worship Him in humbleness. Oh, praise Him. Alleluia. Praise, praise the Father, praise the Son, and praise the Spirit, three in one. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him.
Fred, thank you so much for listening today to Sunday Worship. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and I'll tell you what, you turn on the news stories today, you see what's going on in our nation and across the world, it just breaks your heart. You know, Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 27, it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you." And I love what he says here. "I do not give to you as the world gives." You know what? I'll tell you what, friend. This world can't give us peace because it needs peace. Jesus went on to say, "Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Friend, let us find our peace not in the things of the world, not in the people of the world, but let us find our peace in Jesus. That's right, singing about the great I Am. You're listening to Sunday Worship. I am your host, Joey Kroll. Thank you for letting me tag along with you. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.